Well, let me tell you why I found you guys. I decided one morning I was going to go on the air and see on YouTube how many videos there were trying to show me how to wash my hands, which I think I know how to do. So I just put in washing hands or whatever on YouTube, and of course I came up with all these different, you know, serious ones, and then I came up with 20-second hand washing parodies, and I dropped the needle on it, and I loved it. And then I went down the rabbit hole of the Holderness family, and I found songs like I Want to Know What Day It Is, and I couldn't stop listening. And then I had to go to your website and see what else you guys are doing. So that's why we're having this conversation today.
I'm glad you had a chance to find us. The 20-second thing was probably one of the easiest videos we've ever made. We just kind of set up a camera and went with it, but it seemed to be at a time when people needed they needed it, and they also probably needed to smile a little bit, because that was like a scary time when everyone was first figuring out about the virus.
For sure, and that it is so clever and so funny, and I know you've had just hundreds of thousands of views on it. So I want to talk a little bit more about, besides your music, because as a family, you have lots of interesting things on your website. For instance, so you guys tried to make diamonds in your microwave oven by heating graphite from a pencil. What could possibly have gone wrong, and did?
The main thing is, like, the internet is generally speaking a bunch of lying liars. Like, they just, you see this stuff and you're like, this has to be fake. And so Craftbusters, you know, it's in the name there. We try to find these crafts that people are showing, particularly on these little Facebook videos, and show that they don't really work. So we started with the graphite and the pencil. We didn't think that was going to work. Was that the same one that we actually went to get real coal from a yard in like Mebane, North Carolina, or was that just the pencil?
It was a pencil. You put the pencil in, and then it started sparking, and the internet said that you would be able to make diamonds out of putting pencils
That's
in the microwave.
Right. Yes. We've tried to make diamonds twice. That's why I was confused. Yeah. So we put that one in the microwave. We've had some success with microwave. We microwaved a turkey one time, and it was absolutely delicious.
Really?
We microwaved a Thanksgiving turkey, very very skeptical, like in a bag in a microwave, and it was like juicy and delicious, and maybe even better than the oven roasted turkey. So you'll find that one somewhere on Facebook. But the graphite, the graphite, we had low expectations, but it just immediately, like, stuff started exploding in our microwave within about 5 seconds of putting it in.
So, Penn, you and your wife have a lot of television and performing experience. You worked on ESPN. You were a news anchor in your local area. You also did 72 episodes of one of those home makeover shows on HGTV. And it's interesting. Your conclusion was, or you revealed, that there's a good percentage of people that didn't end up liking the redo that your company did.
Yeah. So it was a great show. It was a great group of people. The production staff was amazing. The students were all amazing. HGTV is amazing. But this was back in, like, the early zeros, I guess, if you will, when I guess everybody just wanted – all the networks wanted the people to be happy, right? And so, man, I would see it. Like, they would reveal the house. And when you've got a camera on them and you've got all this, like, fancy lighting, they kind of, you know, they have this happy reaction, and then they turn the cameras off, and the homeowners are, they have this, like, crestfallen look on their face, like, oh, my God, I can't believe we just did this. They cut a hole in our floor, or they put something that I absolutely hate. And they don't say it on camera. For some reason, they just come to tell me that once they're, like, cleaning up the house. And it happened probably 60% of the time that I was there. And it just goes to show that, you know, like, the glitz and glamour of television, it gets people artificially excited sometimes. But, you know, that's what you sign up for when you allow a college student to design your home for a pretty low budget. But, I mean, in the end, everybody was so nice that I don't think it ever led to anything bad. But you could really see the disappointment on their faces a lot of the time. And it just goes to show. I think that probably happens more than you think in these renovation shows.
You were on MSNBC and you did a piece on group vasectomies. What the heck was that about?
Wow. So yeah, you did a deep dive there.
Hell yeah.
Well, that was. So I had my vasectomy the same week that we put out Christmas Jammies. That had nothing to do with one. Had nothing to do with the other.
Oh, okay.
We just decided that I was done with kids, and I mentioned the vasectomy in the Christmas Jammies video just for the heck of it, because we were telling people what was going on in our life. So, like, I was on painkillers when the video went viral, but I guess because it was happening at the same time, a lot of the major networks were like, wait, he had a group vasectomy, and that is true. My friend Jake, my friend Derek, my friend David, and my friend Matt, we all went the same day to the doctor because we were all a little bit terrified of the process, and I found that many men are. Here's the thing. It takes like 10 minutes apiece, so we were out of there in an hour. Like, the doctor just went pop, pop, pop. And we made it kind of a fun thing, and then we all went back to a buddy's house and drank beer and ate pizza and watched Fast and the Furious movies for like 4 hours, and our wives were happy to take us and pick us up because of the sacrifice that we had made. So it was actually a lot of fun.
And did you get at least a bulk rate or a group rate?
You know what? I don't remember, because we all did it in December, because back in the day, I don't know if they still do this, but if you get through your deductible by December, there's all these surgeries you can do that cost less. So we were riding the deductible train. That was the main reason we did it in December.
Oh, man. It's theholdernessfamily.com. He is Penn Holderness, music, comedy, health, craft busters, marriage, and really great music. And you got a new song out, a parody of Boyz II Men, End of the Road. It's called End of the Roll. So we're going to play that and put that up on our Facebook page. Penn, thanks for your time. I just had to find out what you were all about after we loved the music that we've been playing, that you've been writing all about the coronavirus thing. Excellent. Keep up the good work, and we'll talk again.
Okay, thanks, Mike.
Thanks, buddy. See ya. Bye-bye.
Right, bye-bye.